Well, that, yeah, means it's top of the hour on KFOX, 12 noon, and time for the Planetary News Report, which is tradition. I know some of you have been waiting a couple days for this. And today we do have a Leo moon at dead center, 15 degrees. Rising is finally Libra at 0 degrees at 12 noon. We have Sun in Cancer at 13, Mercury in Gemini at 29, Venus is in Leo at 7, and Mars is in Leo at 11. We have Jupiter at 24 degrees of Gemini, and Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto are all retrograde. Saturn is retrograde at 10 degrees Capricorn, along with Uranus at 2 degrees Capricorn. Neptune conjunct Saturn is at 10 Capricorn, and Pluto in Scorpio at 12 degrees retrograde, of course. The north node of the moon has backed down to 27 Aquarius, and the south node of the moon is now 27 Leo. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Okay, we are going to talk about relationships as addictions today. Very, very important topic, of course. And a lot of us are addicted to love and sex, and it creates a lot of problems, because we live our lives with this obsession. A lot of us are not even aware we have it. Maybe you had a childhood where you felt you were shortchanged, or maybe you had a lot of peer pressure or paternal pressure to fall in love, to get married, to have kids, to buy a house, to buy a real property or whatever. Maybe you had tremendous influence to encourage you to be involved with others. Some of us go a little bit too berserk with this. You know, it seems like we've been married to like 60, 70 people already. Really, if you think about it, you know, a lot of times you think of all these people you've had love-making experiences with, and no matter how long or short, it's like many marriages. So we have ex-wives and husbands all. Well, how many times have you been married? Well, I've only been married 4 times, but I've had 70 lovers. Oh, well, don't give me your number then. But, you know, it's a problem. It really is, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Some of the astrological ramifications behind these addictions that we are subjected to in relationships. Okay, I'm back after a couple days off, and wow, did I love it. I'm telling you, I just sat and relaxed. One of the things I do to really relax me, believe it or not, is play poker. So I go to the Commerce Club and sit there with these just funny people. And I'm telling you, it's the most hilarious thing. I go there because I either usually break even or just win just a couple bucks. But I know gambling is not really something you should advocate on the radio, but I've always been a poker player. I went there for 9 hours yesterday and played, sat there, and I only came out ahead like $60 or $70, but I noticed when I got out, I was so calm. And with all the laughing and joking going on at the table for 9 hours with these people that I was total strangers with at the beginning, but at the end they all said, "You're Farley Malaris from KFOX?" Oh yeah. They went, "No kidding, you're the guy with the Batman hat." I went, "Yeah." So it was an exciting vacation for me, and I had a good time. Lately, I'll tell you what, I think I've given up relationships. Maybe that's what this topic is all about. I thought to myself, you know what, why is there such a big deal that I have a girlfriend, that I have sex, that I have a lover, that I want to get married? Who cares, you know? All of a sudden, I embraced it all and let it go a couple weeks ago, and I thought, whoa. I thought, you know, I feel like Reagan in The Exorcist after the priest left the room. You know, it's so sickening that so many of us are haunted and cursed by this thing called love. And you know, I want to tell you something right now. Love hurts. If you think that gambling is bad, or if you think that investments in stocks or bonds are tough, look out when you start playing the game of love. Because when you lose at that puppy, if you lost $1,000 at the racetrack, you might feel bad for a couple weeks. But if you lose a 13-year marriage, it might take you 3 years to get over it, you know? And the thing is that we are all so many of us addicted to things like sex and love and contact with others. And you got to say to yourself, what is going on here, Farley? Why is this? Why am I so helpless when it comes to needing to be with another person? Well, there's a couple reasons you have to look at here as to why that's so true. You could have a self-esteem problem. That's right. If you don't love yourself enough, then maybe you need someone else to adore you so they can teach you how you're supposed to like yourself. And, you know, a lot of us don't get the point when that happens. But the truth of the matter is that oftentimes, if you do have low self-esteem, you'll think you'll need to create another person out there in this emptiness that you feel, and hopefully they will fill it up. And sometimes they do. But then after they get to know you and find out how depressed and weird and pathetic you are, they leave. And then the hole is bigger. And then you're like, oh my God, you know, what the heck is going on here, you know? And then another thing is a lot of us are raised in these childhood experiences that were so void of love and nurturing and fondling and just basic caressing from your folks and from your brothers and sisters, that when you're like young, you know, 14, 15, some little boy or little girl comes up and puts their hand on your leg and you're like, oh, there's a different feeling I've ever felt. And so you become real susceptible to getting involved. You know, you wonder why your kids lose their virginity at such a young age. Hey, you got to ask yourself a big question about their self-esteem, if they love themselves, and about how their love and family, if they've gotten it or not. And oftentimes a big problem with relationship addictions or premature sexual experiences for young children is because of a lackluster childhood, void of love, or because of low self-esteem. And then you get all kinds of weird pressures, the double standard, where the father encourages the son to go out and have his game, you know, with the ladies, and meanwhile the daughter's got to be a virgin until she's like 50 or whatever. And so the thing is that it's a very scary double standard that exists, because then women are put under all this pressure from all the guys they love, and then men are put under all this pressure to go out and form relationships, and they don't want to. They're not ready. They still want to play cowboy and Indian, and meanwhile they're dealing with this thing in adolescence that's coming on to them going, well, Farley, don't you think that charged skirt suddenly looks pretty interesting to you? After all these years, you thought it was sick, and now suddenly you're 14, and you're like, yeah, baby, you know. But so you know, you get peer pressure and also double standard situations, right? And then we got to take a look at the old astrology chart. Some of us have what is called Scorpio factor in the chart. And so we're susceptible to sexual behaviors that can pull us or addict us or obsess us with sex and contact, body contact, okay? Some of us have Libra factor in our chart, where you might either have planets in Libra or in the seventh house with Libra factor, or you could have planets in Scorpio or in the eighth house, or you don't have to have any Scorpio or any Libra to qualify for this topic, because you all have a Pluto, which is Lord of Scorpio, and you all have a Venus, which is Lord of Libra. So you might have one itty-bitty square on your Pluto, okay, or one itty-bitty square on your Venus, or an opposition on your Pluto or on your Venus, and the square opposition to your Pluto is something that'll make you more insecure in your karma, and that forces you to have the body contact. The square or the opposition on your Venus is what can make you insecure when it comes to love and bonding, and that's where you need relationships, or think you do, okay? And then also, if you do have Scorpio planets or planets in the 8th house for Scorpio factor, or Libra planets or planets in the 7th house for Libra factor, then you are going to normally and naturally believe that you need love and sex as a very vital part of your life. And then you're going to pay the price for it when it doesn't work. Okay? And you know, so many of us go through these patterns, and the way life is now, it is so weird. We go through these patterns. You know, traditions are totally forgotten. There's a bunch of denial. There's mass denial going on in this country, for instance. You take someone like my mother, you know, who dated my dad for 5 years before they got married, and then finally had romance. You know, and I start talking to her about everyday values in 1989 with some of the women that I've met and stuff, you know, and she goes, oh, is she a virgin? I go, oh, right, ma, you know, like all of a sudden lightning strikes the house. You know, but the thing is that if you think about just the difference, I think women, for instance, have succumbed to the incredible pressure of having relationships and having bonding. And when the sexual revolution hit in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, you know, it's just ethics were just trashed and traditions were trashed. crashed and everybody had this fear of nuclear war and that life would be over, and drugs hit, drug culture and alcoholism hit in big scale. So everyone, you know, was sedated and medicated and let go. So we all became a big sleazy, you know, scummy, sludgy type of group of people that just bounced around like a bunch of atoms in a nuclear reaction and just completely went berserk as far as trying to find purpose or mission with other people. You know, and it gets a little scary now, frankly, because I know a lot of people pull extremes. You know, they say, well, I've been with 40 lovers and I've been married twice and I have 4 children. You know, maybe I should be a celibate for 4 years and it'll erase it all. And I go, right, you know, that'll definitely erase it all. You know, I don't think that has much to do with it. I think the point here and the key here in this topic is identifying whether or not you have a problem with relationships, okay? If you have a problem with relationships, you could have also an afflicted Mars in your chart or an afflicted Venus, either one. Afflicted in astrology means one square or one opposition or more, and that would be enough to throw your life into an imbalance where you ride lots of partners, okay? Or you have lots of mini marriages, or that you are just plain obsessed and addicted to relationships. Now, I'll tell you something. Relationships are just as addicting as sugar, as Coca-Cola, caffeine, smoking cigarettes, marijuana, alcohol, whatever. You know, there's an addiction there that is just as strong as anything else, but we're in denial, you know, because we think we need it. Right? And, you know, we have no idea what we're doing. You know, no matter what you do, if you go into a relationship and think that you're pure or holier than thou after running around the block 50 times with all these people, forget it. You know, because if you marry some guy, even though you've been celibate for 2 years, he's gonna get to know you, and he's gonna realize one day you've been with 50 other men. You know, and the truth is gonna come out, and he's gonna go, well, I'll see you later, and then you'll wonder why he's having an affair on you, because he feels kind of tarnished himself. You know, so I think the big point of this topic more than anything else is, number one, to identify if you have a problem with relationships. Are you addicted to love and sex? In other words, do you have a need to have sex in your life? In other words, if you don't have sex, do you get sad or depressed or lonely? Okay, number one. That's number one. Number two, are you obsessed or addicted to the need to have a relationship? Which means you'll settle for just anyone, almost, until something better comes along. Okay, because that's what happens. When you're addicted to relationships, it's like you want a cigarette. And you don't care what brand it is, but you don't have any cigarettes and there's no machine nearby, so it's like you go up to the nearest guy and say, what kind you got? And he goes, Camel non-filter. And you go, even though that makes you sick, you'll take it because you're addicted to it. Okay? So number one, are you obsessed with love and sex to a point to abate your loneliness? Or number two, are you obsessed with relationships? Now, if you answer yes to any of those two questions, then I hate to tell you this, you are in denial and you do have a problem. And if you ever do expect to have a happy relationship, my opinion is, what do you do when you have a problem with an addiction? You get rid of it. You let go of it. It has nothing to do with celibacy. It has absolutely nothing to do with being hatred or angry towards people in the world. What it has to do, the big question mark here, is your relationship with yourself. Okay? You know, and if you are addicted to needing other people, either sexually or in relationships, wouldn't you like to be in a space where you didn't need anyone anymore? Where you were no longer affected or susceptible to the need to have sex or the need to have love? And you know, I'm telling you something, for most of you out there, you've probably had enough sex for about 50 people by now. So, you know, if you didn't have any more sex for the rest of your life, you'd probably be okay, right? So don't sit there and go, oh, Farley, you want me to give up the thing I love the most? You know, but what we're talking about here is we're talking about spiritual balance. And the end result, we're talking about karma, and we're talking about the reason why so many millions of us on this planet have incarnated at this time, that if you really want to have balance in a relationship, then what you have to do is have balance in the spirit. And if that means that you have an addiction or you're obsessed with relationships, then that means you are motivated to get involved in sex and relationships for the wrong reason. And you want to know why I know this topic so good? Because I've been there. I'm there right now, you know? And I put my finger on it the other day. And I said to myself, you know what? I'm going to stop. It's over. And I don't care. And you know, I feel like some major curse has been lifted off of me. Really, I feel like I gave up dope or something. You know, it's like, no longer do I look at women and go, whoa, I wonder what she's like. You know, it's like at this point, I'm interested in Farley, in myself. I'm interested in building my own self-esteem, and I'm throwing off the shackles of all the pressure I got from my dad and from my male friends to go out there and conquer the babes, you know? It's like, this is the big discussion going on in the locker room and stuff, like, hey, who you got tonight, Farley? And say, oh, is there a problem? Is there something I need to have tonight? But you know, as a little boy, they get you, it's like somebody handing you a joint. You know, until you have sex or until you feel fondled or nurtured or pampered, you don't know what it is. And then once you break your virginity or someone gets you involved in it, you're hooked. And you're like, wow, this is a whole new realm of sensitivity. Let's get involved in this puppy. And you add a Scorpio moon to boot with Venus square Neptune and I'm there. So, you know, it's like if you do have a problem like some of us or even I have had, or do have in this situation, we don't have a program called Relationships Anonymous, as far as I know, where you can go through 12 steps to give it up. Because I mean, we never can go back to relationships again. No, I'm not really saying that. I'm not really saying you can never go back to relationships again. I'm just tired of the hunter-seeker attitude. You know, where everybody is, you know, like all these people who call me up and notice the real true addicts will call me up and ask about relationships. And, you know, I know people are going to call today and say, oh, Farley, how's my relationship? And this is like the 50th time they called me for the 40th partner. And all these people, well, I know that person's name. That's okay. But anyway, the thing is that you need to check out your chart to see if you have the Libra Scorpio pattern in your chart, or the afflicted Venus or Pluto, or the afflicted seventh or eighth house planets. And if you have low self-esteem to boot, where you think you need to fill it with a false fulfillment, or if you have a childhood vacuum, you know, and you are susceptible to peer pressure and the double standard, then you qualify, you know. And as far as I can see, if you can overcome all this garbage, in other words, if you number one, identify you do have a problem. Number two, do something about it, which means cut your pattern off. Let go. You know, find out what the thing is. Oh, they do have a group, I think, called Sexual Promiscuity Anonymous or something like that. I've heard of it, where people go who are addicted to sex. I don't know if it's relationships, but maybe somebody has that number. Give us a call. But anyway, you know, the point is that you do need to probably identify you do have a problem, and then if you do have the Libra-Scorpio factor, like I am filled with it. I'm Libra rising, Mars in Libra, Neptune in Libra squared. I have an afflicted Venus, an afflicted Pluto, and a Scorpio moon, so I was born to experience and stuff. And, you know, so you identify the problem and then you do something about it by breaking the pattern, which means no more of these of this need. You know, you should probably replace the need to have relationships with something else. What do I do? Okay, I've been playing poker, been getting involved in my computers, a few war games here and there. That's a Freudian what you call a Freudian replacement for sex, war. You know, actually I've been writing a lot, I've been meditating a lot, and I've been working on my self-esteem. Okay, so what you need to do is, that's what we call behavioral modification, or replacing something that is a problem with something that's not, something that's good for you, okay? That's number two. Now, number three, the result of this would be overall a more stable vehicle. Because your self-esteem eventually is going to correct itself, where you can finally look in the mirror and finally have a true relationship that you know works, because you don't need anyone else to make it work, because you love yourself and you're your own best friend. This is an egoless love, of course. Number two, you've had enough therapy, either personally or done meditation, or had enough situations occur in your life where no longer does the lack of love from your childhood affect you anymore, because you have other forms of love to fulfill that, like love from friends or love from coworkers or love from just people in general. It's not a sexual or a physical love. It's just a love that's good for you. And then Number three, the sexual obsession. Like, men are so aggravated with their hormones. You know, like, we have what we call the sperm buildup thing that never ends. Like, women go through their 28-day menstrual cycle, and men also have a 28-day cycle where the sperm manufacturing company is on full red alert. And we're afraid that if we don't do something about that, we'll atrophy. Did you know that? There's a normal thing with men that if they feel that if the wet dreams stop or if the sexual behavior ceases, that it'll atrophy, because a lot of guys, as they become 60 and 70, they can't make love anymore. And these stories are passed down to younger generations, and we're like, oh, what happened? The guy says, well, we stopped making love. And we go, oh, well, that means I better keep going then. But you know, it's true. I think for men, especially that are not in love, and same for women, if you're not in love with someone, but you're having a sexual relationship, the sex is addicting. And the sex can be more addicting or more important than the whole reason why you're with the person. And a lot of times you look at your lover, and when they're making love with you, it's almost like, if you look at them objectively, it's almost like they're with a blow-up doll or something, because they forget you're there. They're like, oh my God, he's having such a great time. You know, what about me? But the thing is that what he's doing is he's having his drug. And of course, because you think he's so handsome and adorable, or she's so beautiful or sensitive, that you're going to allow it, because it's your addiction too now. You're like having you're smoking a joint together. You're making love. See? So a lot of people get involved in relationships for the wrong reason. And then they get married for the wrong reason. And then they live together for the wrong reason. And they don't realize that it's not love. It's just an obsession. It's an addiction. Okay? And I think this topic was very important and extremely vital for a lot of you that are dealing with this problem. Now also, we do find a great number of you in the 50s, which I've often said, have this Cancer Libra stress, which is real insecure and real lonely sometimes and real empty. Okay, so that's why people born with Uranus in Cancer, square Neptune in Libra, or Uranus in Leo, square Neptune in Scorpio, as we move towards the 60s, also are people that are dealing with a Scorpio-Leo stress, which is like family and sex and going for sex because of lack of love in the family sort of energies. And this Uranus in Cancer, square Neptune in Libra, is like emotional vacuum, because we lacked so much love in our life, or we're on a search, we're on a quest for love, you know. And oftentimes, you know, it's really funny that maybe you should say to yourself, well, if I really want to have sex with this person, maybe I should have a relationship or sex with this person for the same reason that Farley Malloris's mother did, because she loved the man and because she wanted to get married to him. You know, and if you're having sex or romance with anyone else for any other reason, then maybe you should get off your denial and admit the fact you have a problem. You know, and that problem is your obsession or your addiction, which is what relationships can be. And a lot of people are going to hear this topic, and you might even just turn me off, you know, and pop pirate radio or something. I'm getting out of here because I don't want to hear about my, you know, because a lot of people, many of us are in denial, and we don't want to get involved, you know, with this subject. But the truth of the matter is that whether you want to admit it or not, that there are millions of people just like you out there that are in denial, that are addicted to relationships. And when you hang out with someone and you find out they have a big track record with lots of lovers and lots of girlfriends and boyfriends, you're there. That's it. They're there. Might as well pull up to a guy's house and walk in the house and see a pound or two of pot sitting on their desk. You know, if they've had a lot of lovers, then they have a problem. And these are the people that, where celibacy is not really the issue. Well, like I say, love is. You know, and when you can love yourself in a very pure and sensitive manner, and therefore allow yourself to be loved back, then when the sex occurs, it's because you both know it's a permanency that's going to last a long time, and a commitment that's going to last for a long time, and you're both allowing this type of energy to flow within. You know, what is the alternative? I'll tell you what the alternative is. The alternative is bliss. Because if you don't have a relationship and you've overcome your addiction to sex and relationships, then you're going to be free. Because no longer are you going to be walking around in society like a dog in heat. You're going to be walking around like a real person, and you are going to offer a more proper vehicle. Of course, all the sex addicts and relationship addicts are going to come to you, but when you recognize who and what they are, adios. You know, what you want is somebody else that is more into processing their problem, the behavioral modification involved with, you know, becoming a more balanced person. And you know what? It's so healthy and healing to the spirit when you finally do embrace this stuff, when you finally do identify what the problem is, then your life can be so much more efficient. Imagine your career can run better. Your relationships with your children and your pets may run better. Finally, this relationship with your parents that's been in the gutter all this time can suddenly improve. You know, and also you'll look in the mirror, and even if you're real sludgy in the morning, you'll still love it because it's all you've got. And you'll learn to enjoy being alone, being by yourself, being creative, being innovative, laughing by yourself, playing with yourself. Hey, sure, why not? Everything, you know. So it's just like, of course, the Astrology Hour, the beauty behind the Astrology Hour is that this show is an open forum dedicated to philosophies of open-mindedness and seeking further truth. And because I believe that these are ancient times and that we will one day be dwarfed by what is true and what is real and what is really positive and balanced, you know, of course, I feel childlike like anyone else, and I'm throwing out food for thought all the time. You know, for being objective and studying and analyzing and researching things, because life to me is a big game, I always come up with these little topics. And that's what the whole purpose of this show is, to come up with topics to help us understand what the karma of the whole thing is.